This white table here, it represents something. It represents the people who are not here with us today. Why? Because either they're missing in action or they're POWs. And this is their table. At least we not forget that they're not here. You'll notice that the table is small. Why is it small? Because it symbolizes the helplessness that they have against being alone against their oppressors. The tablecloth is white. It's white to show purity of the intentions responding to their country's call. The bread plate. A slice of lemon is on the bread plate to remind us of their bitter fate, and their salt to represent the tears shed by their families. The rose. It's a single red rose in a vase. Reminds us of the families of loved ones who have kept faith awaiting for our POWs and MIAs. The yellow ribbon, so promptly tied around the flower, represent the yellow ribbon worn upon lapels and breasts of thousands who bear witness to our nation's unyielding determination to demand proper accountability of our POWs and MIAs. The candle is not lit today because the wind keeps blowing it out, so we left it unlit. But it is the light of hope that our POWs and MIAs may return one day to their families. The glass, it's inverted. They're not here to toast with us today, and we remain inverted until they return. The chair, it's empty because they're not here, but we know they will return. Remember, these are our comrades, and at least they not be forgotten in our hearts and in our minds. The United States has a program where we identify attempt to identify over the 80,000 missing or unaccounted for personnel who fought for this country. 80,000 over that. That means that there are family members that are missing their 80,000. It is our responsibility to ensure that they come home, and that is our commitment to never leave anybody behind. The Defense POW and MIA Accountability Agency this year has identified 212 remains, and those have been repatriated to their families. As of this month, they have found one so far that's been identified. That is their job, so we don't lose those people who have gave everything. The men and women deserve that, and we are here to testify that we will never forget. May we have a moment of silence for our missing in action and POWs. Thank you, and I hope this makes you well aware of all those missing in action that you may not have known that we had over 80,000. We do this program every year, thanks to Kim Marock, to her eighth graders. We do this white table ceremony so that they're informed that we have this issue and we have that many people missing in action or POWs. Thank you.